Welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. Today we'll be discussing last week in BTS news, January 13th in BTS history, and the song So What from the album Love Yourself Tear. I'm your host, Alex. Since this is the second episode, I'll give a brief introduction. My name is Alex. I became ARMY in 2019 and decided to foolishly see if I could pinpoint what BTS were doing every day of their lives from debut until now, using only official sources in their own words, because for some inexplicable reason that brought me joy. As a result, I now have a BTS history document that's over 850 pages long. This podcast gives me a way to share that knowledge, while also discussing their art and music. I should say that my history document isn't perfect. There are things I don't know, filming events that I can't pin to a date, for instance. I'm also still in the process of adding fan cafe activity. So, if you know of any good chronological archives for their fan cafe posts, please let me know. I also tend to use their stage names more often than their real names, so far in this podcast, but not all the time. My history document uses their stage names for consistency, and since that's where I pull my information from, it tends to mirror that trend. But when just chatting, I tend to say Hobi instead of J-Hope, Yoongi instead of Suga, Tae or Taehyung instead of V, JK and Jungkook are interchangeable in my head, as are RM and Namjoon. I'm not sure which of those I say more often, so we'll see how long it takes for those habits to bleed into the podcast too. The last note is that I'm Anglo-Canadian, which means all Korean words and names said on this podcast will be pronounced with a Canadian accent that I unfortunately cannot hide. If you want to know the spelling of any of the Korean names or words, you can check out the transcript on the podcast's homepage. Last week in BTS news. A reminder, I don't talk about chart achievements in this podcast. If you want to know about how BTS are performing on the charts, I suggest following a trusted chart account on Twitter. BTS Charts Data is back. I forgot to mention that last week. They're an excellent source of chart information. Don't get fooled by imposters. BTS chart data has a verified count on X and no underscores in their username. You can also check out the Bangtan news on TikTok and YouTube. Now on to what the members were up to this week. J-Hope donated 100 million won to the Hope Bridge National Disaster Relief Organization to benefit the bereaved family of the Jeju Air disaster. Once the official week of mourning had ended on January 4th, J-Hope also posted a New Year's letter on Weverse, reflecting on 2024 and the end of his military enlistment period, and looking forward to 2025 with excitement of both more work as an individual and returning to group work with BTS. Jin was a guest on Handsome Guys Episode 5. This is his second appearance and third episode on the series. We also got Episode 16 of Run Jin, which had been delayed a week, which is part 2 of the episodes featuring a kidnapped Hobi. It was filmed back on October 18th, which was Hobi's first full day of freedom after his discharge from the military. It's really delightful to see Hobi and Jin back together again. Both episodes are hilarious, and if you haven't had a chance to watch them yet, I highly recommend them. You also get to see some of the skills they picked up while they were away, but rest assured, they haven't changed a bit. Jungkook wrote to us a New Year's letter as well. You can find it on Weverse. He's eagerly awaiting his discharge and misses ARMY a great deal. He's hoping to learn various things and show us growth and improvement when he returns. He knows that we can't avoid getting sick, but hopes that it doesn't hurt too much. Really, to sum it up, he's just a big sweetheart who loves ARMY. RM was able to attend the play The Lives of Others, and he posted a photo with one of the actors. The big news last week was that J-Hope announced a tour, starting in Seoul and then going to North America and Asia in March, April, and May. J-Hope also expressed his condolences to those affected by the LA fires, and I'd like to also express my condolences. I hope any listeners in LA area are safe. J-Hope also released a little trailer of his trip to LA last fall and teased new music for March. RM posted a series of photos of art exhibits and things he saw on his last vacation from the military, expressing how glad he is that it's finally 2025. For the purposes of this recording, I have to cut the news off on Friday. But if anything happens over the weekend, you'll hear about it in the next episode. January 13th in BTS history. As a general reminder for this section, you can find all logs I mention on BTS's Bangtan TV YouTube channel. And if they haven't been given subtitles there yet, you can find subtitled versions on the Bangtan Subs YouTube channel or through the website bangtansubs.com. January 13th, 2013. RM films a log. He talks about meeting up with his old rap friends earlier that day and how they told him that his rap style has become more pop sounding and generic, and he's lost his rough edge since joining the company. RM agrees and isn't quite sure which style of rap he should be aiming for these days. January 13th, 2014. Jin tweets a selfie. It's the day of the Idol Sports Athletic Championship. It's BTS's first year attending. Suga is still recovering from appendix surgery, which happened in December, so he does not attend. The other members bring a teddy bear with them to represent Suga. They tweet photos from the event, while Suga tweets from home telling them to look after the bear. Jimin wins silver in futsal. They all individually tweet their thanks to ARMY for cheering for them. When they get back from the championship, they film a dance practice for their performance at the upcoming K-pop awards, while still wearing their pink sweatsuits. You can only see this version of the dance practice in the video titled BTS in Naver Starcast BTS Commentary about K-pop Awards Performance on the Bangtan TV channel. Personally, for this one, I found a subtitled version of the video on the YouTube channel ARMY Base Subs. In the rehearsal, choreographer Son Song-ruk is standing in for Suga. January 13th, 2015. They're about to travel to China the next day, so this day is fairly quiet with just RM and V tweeting selfies. January 13th, 2016. RM tweets a photo of his outfit. BTS appear on MBC Infinity Challenge Expo. V, Jin, and JK all tweet selfies wearing glasses. January 13th, 2017. Jimin tweets a video of snow falling. Jimin also tweets a video with a funny filter that he forgot to post at New Year's. Jin tweets about Law of the Jungle airing later that day. It's Jin's second episode, and it airs on TV. Bangtan TV also posts a video of Jin's diving training for Law of the Jungle, which he did before he left. January 13th, 2018. There is a lot of tweeting on this day because it's also the day of the fourth muster in Seoul. Among the tweets is the catering backstage and a video of V's dog Yantan. This performance of the fourth muster is the first of 2 days and is not recorded for the DVD. All videos of it are fan cams. The fourth muster is where we get the iconic House of ARMY video, wherein BTS play a family of BTS fans, with RM in the role of the daughter. January 13th, 2019. BTS are performing the Love Yourself tour in Nagoya, Japan. Jimin, Hobi, and V all tweet photos from backstage. January 13th, 2020. In the midst of the lead-up for their Map of the Soul 7 comeback, we have a fairly quiet day from ARMY's perspective, with the only visible activity being that J-Hope and RM post photos of themselves on Weverse and Twitter, respectively. January 13th, 2021. BTS wins 6 awards at the Gaon Chart Music Awards, though this is not an award show that they attend. Jin and RM are both active on Weverse. January 13th, 2022. Many members are active on Weverse and Instagram. J-Hope is actively commenting on RM's and JK's Instagram accounts. JK still has his original account at this point. Keep in mind that currently his only account is the account that he's dedicated to his dog, Bam. Suga posts a photo of a beach. V posts a photo of the sea. It's just the day after he's gotten back from filming in the soup Frankation with the Wooga squad. However, ARMY doesn't know that yet. J-Hope also posts pictures from a cold seaside with a cat. January 13th, 2023. Taeyang and Jimin release their collab single, Vibe. JK is hanging out with V, which he later tells us about in a February 1st Weverse Live. Jimin, J-Hope, V, and RM all post on Instagram promoting Vibe. RM also posts that whenever it rains, he thinks of Monet's painting Waterloo Bridge. J-Hope also shares Geico's post that has a picture of the two of them together. This might have been around the time that J-Hope and Geico were recording Neuron for J-Hope's album Hope on the Street Volume 1, which accompanied his docuseries in 2024. Taeyang posts a TikTok challenge with Jimin in it. RM posts a photo of one of Jin's ramyun commercials. January 13th, 2024. All the members are enlisted, with 4 of them still in basic training, so there's no visible activity on this day in 2024. And that's the end of This Day in History with BTS. It'll be interesting to see what they do this year, this week. Song discussion. So What from the album Love Yourself Tear. A reminder before we begin that due to copyright laws, I can't play the song in the podcast. So my suggestion is to use this final section of the podcast as an intro to the song and play it directly after, while the information about it is still fresh in your brain. So What is the second to last track of the album Love Yourself Tear. Arguably the masterpiece album of the Love Yourself era, Love Yourself Tear was released in May 2018. The majority of the album was composed and written during a tumultuous time in Bangtan history. The members have given contradictory statements about the severity of what occurred. In a 2021 Billboard interview, RM said the disbandment was never actually on the table. But in the 2022 Proof Collector's Edition interview, RM said that Tear was nearly never released. As part of the Love Yourself series, Love Yourself Tear explores the themes of a relationship or a person in crisis, while simultaneously including songs of encouragement, comfort, and defiance. The song So What was produced by P-Dawg and written by P-Dawg, Hitman Bang, Adora, RM, Suga, and J-Hope. In RM's Love Yourself Tear Behind V-Live on May 28, 2018, RM says that So What is one of the only two songs on the album that he did not write the lyrics for. However, he is credited as a writer, so my interpretation of this is that RM meant that he did not write any lyrics beyond those for his own rap verse. Given the order of the writing credits, my guess is that Suga and J-Hope also wrote their own rap parts, and P-Dawg, Hitman Bang, and Adora wrote the lyrics for the vocal line parts of the song. When RM first heard the track, it wasn't necessarily his cup of tea, but he liked the upbeat nature of it. His initial suggestion was that they use it to write a song about their childhoods. Instead, the theme ended up coming from the title. The title came about when V suggested they call it the Korean phrase "kumashirako," which has a similar meaning to "so what," and we often see it translated in BTS content as "it's no big deal." It's a phrase said in Taeyong's dialect that BTS was introduced to by Taeyong's father and adopted as a saying within the group, according to RM and Taeyong in their interview on the UQuiz on the Block in 2021. Most notably, Taeyong wrote a poem with this phrase as its key message in Run BTS episode 56, which was filmed in March 2018, just 2 months before So What was released. BTS has been using the phrase for years before that episode, but I believe that that was the most memorable use of the phrase in content for ARMY. The poem is addressed to each of the BTS members. I'm going to read a translation of it courtesy of translator Doyu Bangtan on WordPress, "Because It's Not a Big Deal" by Kim Taeyong. Seokjin, do not be sad because you made a mistake in choreography while performing. It's not a big deal. You can just not make the same mistake next time. Let's go, let's go. Namjoon, don't have a mental collapse after throwing a flying hand kiss. It's not a big deal. Because of your hand kiss, many ARMY's hearts became a flutter. Pound, pound. Yoongi, you want to be born as a stone in your next life, but don't worry, it's not a big deal. I will always bear you on my body and go to many beautiful places with you. Stone, stone. Hoseok, if we make a mistake on the choreography on stage, you always make a scary look. But don't be like that. It's not a big deal. An oversight of a wise man. All people are bound to make a mistake at one point. Please watch with a warm smile. Pyong, pyong. Jimin, of diets, notes going off tune, and mistakes on stage, do not be too stressed of any of them. It's not a big deal. Whatever you do on stage, you remain the most amazing person I've seen on stage. Gasp, gasp. Jungkook, working out to annoy and frustrate your youngs more and more, don't be like that. It's not a big deal. The more aegyo a maknae has, the cuter they are. Right now, you're not cute. They're there. The end. The whole series of episodes leading up to the poems being read are some of my favorites, so I really recommend checking them out if you haven't already. You can find all Run BTS episodes on both YouTube and Weverse. Now back to So What, the song. The song is an EDM track truly meant to be performed live to a jumping crowd. I count myself lucky in that my first exposure to this song was watching a concert DVD, so I got to see it in context. It's a great song to have on in the car too, but in my opinion, nothing does it justice quite like a large arena or stadium show, when both the crowd and BTS can go all out and celebrating. There's no choreography to this song. It's about freely expressing yourself on stage. Jin and a few others like to use it as an opportunity to spray the crowd and the other members with water. During the offline pandemic concerts, this sometimes meant water fights between the members, as there was no crowd to spray. A couple instances of spontaneous repeated choreography occurred during the Love Yourself tour. One during RM's verse, when Jungkook set his mission to do the shoot dance down the runway between the main stage and the thrust stage with every member. While at a few shows, Jimin added a twirl before his closing lines, which Suga then imitated. The song itself is about ignoring unfounded criticism, pushing past your own insecurities and worries, and instead just believing in yourself and moving forward. Listener of the podcast, Carmen, recalls it being one of her favorite memories from Permission to Dance Day 1 in LA. She says, "It felt so good to sing this at the top of my lungs and just forget about the high levels of anxiety I had become accustomed to during that era, and even that same day before the concert started. When I read the lyrics now, it makes me want to cry. It's like an anti-anxiety song for me." On that note, let's get into the lyrics. As usual, I like to consult a few translators whenever I look up lyrics. For this song, both Dulcet Bangtan and Genius were pretty much the exact same, while Bangtan subs only had a few minor word choice differences that didn't change the meaning. So this song, I think, overall uses quite clear language. It starts the way it ends, with the lines, "Somebody call me right one, somebody call me wrong. I don't want to care about it, why don't you do the same?" Basically summing up the message, there will always be people who praise you and people who scorn you, and you don't need to concern yourself with either. The rappers add to the message, with RM and Suga discussing how sometimes those critics can be a voice in your own head, your own worries and insecurities weighing down on you. J-Hope also adds that some people's rage comes from a place of hatred of their own lives, so what can he do about it? There's only one answer, just to continue to live unbothered. My favorite lyric in this song is from Suga's verse, which is the line, "90% of your worries are an imaginary swamp that you created." I repeat that reminder to myself often when I find myself getting anxious about the current state of my life. Only 10% of my problems actually exist. The others are me just stressing myself out over nothing, or worst case scenarios that might not even happen. The irony is that the solution to both the real and the imaginary problems is just to keep moving forward and deal with things when and if they happen. Worrying and stressing ahead of time about things that may not even be a problem doesn't make those problems go away. The pre-chorus drives that message home and is really fun to sing along to. "We are, we are, we are, young and wild and free. Your worries, worries without answer, don't fall into them and stay in them." The hook of "So What" and "Let Go" repeated are a very cathartic release. The thing I love about Jimin's outro to this song, taking it back to repeating the words of the intro, is that in the intro, the lines, "I don't want to care about it, why don't you do the same," are followed by the words, "So what, let go." Whereas in the outro, it ends with the question, "Why don't you do the same?" on an unresolved chord, which leads your mind to want to finish the phrase yourself with the words, "So what, let go." In effect, it causes you to follow BTS's advice and say, "So what?" And that concludes the discussion of "So What." If you have any thoughts about the song, please reach out. I'll have my contact information at the end of the podcast. I just ran the random number generator that allows me to select which song from BTS's massive discography I'm going to discuss next week. And the result came up as "Haegum" from D-Day, AUGUSTY's third album. It's going to be quite the song to discuss. So if you have any thoughts on "Haegum," please also reach out about that. And I'd love to include them in the next episode. Thanks. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.